The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. I'm pleased to introduce our guest this week, Owen O'Neill. And he is one of those people that we're all inspired by because he has formed an organization called Clinics Can Help. And we're going to hear about why he formed this group and what it does. And I understand, Owen, that you're a career nurse.
Yes, I am.
So you've been in the healthcare field and you obviously discovered a need.
Yeah, a very big need. It's funny how large the need was and how I just did not see it being met at all. I've been a nurse now for 18 years. And the amazing thing is that medical equipment is a huge part of medical care. I think it's a very critical part of medical care. And I could not believe how many people I was meeting on a regular basis who could not afford basic medical equipment, such as a hospital bed or a wheelchair. And when you're coming home from a hospital, safe with congestive heart failure, you really need to have a hospital bed just so you can raise your head up so you can breathe easier through the night. If you don't have that piece of equipment, you're going to go back in.
And how much does a hospital bed cost?
About $2,000 if you don't have insurance.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And so if you don't have insurance or you're, say, an older man and you're living with your daughter and she is a school teacher and she has insurance but can't get you on it, maybe she doesn't make a whole lot of money and she has two kids of her own, you know, things do get difficult.
And what you obviously worked in a hospital a lot because that's where the equipment is, and you saw that these needs weren't being met. And there are no other organizations that provide this kind of thing through United Way?
Well, we're with United Way, so yeah, in a sense.
Okay, you're a United Way agency. Well, that's a good point to bring up. That's great.
Well, it's a neat thing. It's actually the equipment doesn't really come from the hospitals. It does come from medical supply stores, who I really think very well of. We love medical supply stores. They make good living, providing a good service, medical equipment to people who need it. And if you have insurance or even, you know the correct Medicare, Medicaid, you're doing okay sometimes. But it's actually through my work at hospitals where I kept encountering people who were, for lack of a better word, indigent, didn't have good insurance or didn't have good documentation and couldn't get the equipment from the medical supply.
So what? Tell me what inspired you to formalize this effort to say, I'm going to form my own nonprofit and help these people.
Well, there's a lot of stories I tell that are all kind of come together. A big story is I was talking to a nurse, she's over at Wellington Regional Medical Center, case manager, and she was complaining, rightfully so, that she could not get a hospital bed for her patient who she was trying to send home. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. We kind of agreed on this. There should be some kind of a service to give a used hospital beds to people who cannot afford them. Because I knew very well that patient would be back in a matter of days because he would go back into congestive heart failure, be back in the emergency room.
And the healthcare costs rise. We're all sort of paying for that then.
Sure.
So
probably a minimum of $50,000 just for going back to the hospital that he would not be able to pay, we would have to pay.
Right.
And just because he could not get a $2,000 hospital bed. And the thing is, I was seeing hospital beds in people's garage. I would walk my dog, and I would see hospital beds in people's garages. Someone was trying to sell it on Craigslist. You see wheelchairs in the backs of churches or community centers. They're everywhere. I think if everyone listening were just to think about it for a second, I bet you've seen one hospital bed, one wheelchair, or a nebulizer, or a pair of crutches someplace at a friend's house.
Just sitting
house.
In a corner not being used at all. So you're like recycling almost.
Well, we are. We're definitely recycling.
So how does it work? So if I see I'm walking my dog and I see somebody with a hospital bed or I see a pair of crutches or a wheelchair sitting in a garage, what do I do with it? How do I get that to you?
Well, the best way is just to call us at our office and warehouse in West Palm Beach.
Why don't you give everybody the number real quick so that people can write it down?
Love to. Thank you. It's 561-640-2995. you call that number, you'll get to speak to me or one of my staff, and we'll be able to discuss the equipment. Now, if it's something small, like a wheelchair or a walker, nebulizer, we do ask you to drop it off at our warehouse, and we will give you a receipt. That's good for your taxes. If it's something larger, say a hospital bed or a good electric wheelchair, we may come down, pick it up. We do pickups once a week. But it does cost a bit of money with gas prices and everything, so we do try to reserve that for larger items.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about how people can help you later in the show, but I want to get back to how you formed your organization and what is it now? Is it more than just you? How do you bring all this together to help people?
I love this, to telling this story. It really started off as more of a hobby. After that one story I just told you about, I said, that's it. This is ridiculous. So I just really started collecting equipment. Mostly as a hobby. I put it in my garage. I didn't even have a garage at the time. I put it in my closet, and then I started using my girlfriend's garage. And
I'm sure she was thrilled.
Oh,
about
yeah.
That.
Garage filled with wheelchairs. That's definitely what she wanted. So then I eventually used my own money to buy some storage space. And, I realized I was spending some money on gas, spending some money on storage space, so I got the paperwork together to make it a not-for-profit and applied for some funding. And I was very happy to get some from Palm Healthcare Foundation that got us going. And
good for you.
Yeah, I was real happy. And we had a good year. We used the funding correctly and helped a lot of people. So the next year they gave us a little bit more funding and set us up with a group called Nonprofits First.
Mm-hmm.
And they taught us how to really get organized, get structured. You have policies and procedures, how to get a board together, and how to have proper board meetings and good reporting. And this just made us stronger. So it kind of grew piece by piece from being ticked off to having a new hobby, collecting in medical equipment, to just really seeing getting organized and having a lot of fun with it, but just feeling really good seeing a difference. And just to really loving what I was doing, deciding this is what I want to do.
What was the year that you formed the organization?
It was actually in 2005.
Okay.
We actually formed it, the paperwork, but it was in 2009 that we were actually given office and warehouse space to by a local commercial realtor who I won't name for his privacy, but it was an amazing gift of office and warehouse space in West Palm Beach so we could be open, so people could actually find us, come to us to donate the equipment, but also to pick up the equipment.
Are you serving only people in Palm Beach County right now?
Well, they are our main focus. Our main funders, such as Hospice of Palm Beach County, Quantum Foundation, Allegheny, Franciscan Ministries, these are all focused on Palm Beach County. But I really never turn anyone away. We've had people come to us from Dade County and Broward, Okeechobee County, St. Lucie. And if the need is there, I really don't turn anyone away. The amazing thing is that we have the equipment. So,
and what give us an idea, give our listeners an idea of what the need is. I mean, how many people do you serve a year, and how many people do you have to turn away? I mean, what's the need?
Well, that's the great thing. I really don't have to turn anyone away. Now, in the past 12 months, we've helped 1,230 new clients and over 300 returning clients. So that's about 1,530 client visits inside a 12-month period. So, and at the same time, we still have a surplus of medical equipment. Now, it can get down to the fact of, do I have the exact matching equipment? If I have a patient who is, say, 250 pounds, he needs a certain size wheelchair, and I may not have that size wheelchair that day, but I can put you on a waiting list, and as soon as I get that kind of wheelchair in, I can call you and have you come in, try it out, and you're good to go.
Wow, that's an incredible service you're providing to our community. So we've been listening to Owen O'Neill, who's been talking about Clinics Can Help, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes to hear more about this wonderful charity. This is the Forum for Nonprofits. We'll be back in just a minute.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking with Owen O'Neill. He's executive director and founder of Clinics Can Help. And the website, if you want more information, is www.clinicscanhelp.org, or the phone number is 561-640-2995. Welcome back, Owen. We're going to be speaking in this segment about some of the specific people that you've helped. You've told me before the show about some interesting case studies. So give us an example of one or two people who have used your service and it's made a difference in their life.
Well, a really good example is Barry Bicknell, who was a big donor to United Way when he was in his corporate life. But a very sad thing happened in his family where his son Casey was in a very bad car accident, had a bilateral head injury at the age of 17. Now, Barry was a good father, had very stellar insurance, and was able to get his son to the hospital. But Casey's injuries were so severe that he went through $3.5 million worth of insurance in 6 months' time.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was just devastating, and he was actually put in a position where he had to either get his son into a nursing facility or get him home. And Barry showed up at our office very emotionally spent, and he just had to find some way to get his son home. He was just convinced that his son would die in a nursing facility, and I fear he might be right.
He was only 17.
17 with a severe head injury, bilateral head injury, meaning he would require maximum assistance to rehabilitate. And the amount of equipment that he would need to get his son home was significant.
Like, give us some examples. Obviously, what, a hospital bed?
A very good hospital bed, a very good air and gel mattress, suction equipment, things to keep Casey's airway open, things to protect his skin. A young man with Casey's severe condition would be maximum risk for injury, for bone loss, for skin loss, for respiratory failure, for pneumonia, for things that you don't like to think about, such as bed sores, which we don't like to think about them, but they are deadly. I mean, a bed sore can kill you.
Right, if you don't have the proper equipment.
Yeah,
right.
So he needed wound care supplies. It's an imaginable amount of equipment and supplies that he would need. But the good thing is we were able to help him with a lot of the supplies he did need. And so he was able to get his son home. And he's been a very proud supporter of Clinics Can Help since then, and he does tell a neat story because he gave to his United Way and his local charities, never really knowing he was going to need that help himself one day. And so he said, wow, what a turnaround to go from, here's my donation, I've done it, I've done my donation. I'm quoting him, he lets me do this. I've made my donation. I've done my good thing. But then he came to a point where he did need it himself.
Right. And which could happen to any of us.
It does. And so we, you know, we're helping ourselves when we help other people, when we help our local charities. So it's, I think it's very important to always remember that.
So how do people find you? I mean, do the hospitals tell them about you?
Sure, or do. Well, can I tell a little story?
Absolutely.
That's how we got the name. You might have noticed the name Clinics Can Help. It's kind of a grammar. Well, are you a clinic? Are you not? Well, it's really started for me trying to figure out how I would find people to help. And there were people I could find at the local hospitals, but the biggest source for referrals of clients at first were the local clinics, the free clinics in the area, such as Caridad Center. Of course, there's several good free clinics in our area, such as Found Care. Jupiter's going to be opening up a new clinic soon. And I realized if we helped at the free clinics, we could help a lot of people. So I coined the term Clinics Can Help. The good thing is that it really started to grow from there. If you're a case manager and I help you out, you're going to tell your case manager buddies about it.
Right.
And so the word spread to other hospitals, but also to all the medical agencies in Palm Beach County. And there are over 20 really good medical agencies in Palm Beach County, including for multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, for Alzheimer's, for every agency on aging, American Lung Association. There's just a host of medical agencies that do refer clients to us regularly.
And do you get the equipment directly to the individual, or does it sometimes go to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society or somebody else that passes it on to their customers?
Well,
how does it work?
It's a good question. Almost always what happens is the agency refers the client to us, and then the client comes to us for the equipment. And that works out very well for us. It's very rare for me. See, most agencies, they're not made to store equipment. Or for that matter, hospitals or clinics, they're meant to provide primary care, but storing and refurbishing equipment is just not in their
charter. So do you actually have to refurbish some of the equipment that you get? And if you do, how do you do that? I mean, you're a trained nurse, not furniture guy.
True. Know? But the amazing thing to me is I realized how much I learned about medical equipment while being a nurse. In 18 years, it kind of struck me as I was doing this. Wow, I've really learned a lot about medical equipment in this time. And but the thing is, I won't take junk. If you want to donate junk to us, I'm sorry. Talk to somebody else.
Put it in the landfill.
Exactly. Yeah. But there is some things that can just need a little bit of refurbishing. So sometimes we'll take three bad wheelchairs to make one good wheelchair. Or maybe you got a wheelchair here that's good, but maybe the brakes just need to be fixed up. That's okay. We always have to clean the equipment, so there's always cleaning and not sterilizing, but using some Lysol to I'm kind of meshing my words now. Not to sterilize, but to get all the goober off, all the germs.
Is that a scientific term?
Yeah, actually, there's a doctor I know used to, an ID specialist, used to use the word goober all the time. So
kind of covers a lot of territory.
All the bacteria.
So what happens if you were just talking earlier about the guy who needed, the large guy who needed an extra large wheelchair, or you need some equipment that you don't have? Do you have a network that you can call and try to find that piece of equipment? What do you do?
I have my psychic network out there where I have my feelers, people who I talk to, people I can ask questions to. There's some very good medical supply stores I mentioned. And I know some of the managers who I can talk to them and call them up and say, hey, listen, I'm really looking out. I'm low on nebulizers right now. You've got any on hand that you're just not going to be, renting out right now, and you'd rather not throw them away. Could you keep me in mind? And a lot of these people who work at these medical supply stores, they really do have good hearts. They really do want to help as many people as they can. And it works out well. They can donate their medical equipment to us, and they can also refer their indigent clients to us. A client can come to them saying, hey, can you help me out with a wheelchair or a nebulizer? And they may say, well, tell you what, we can't, but Clinics Can Help can. And so they support us, and they can also refer our way.
So talk to us about the kind of people that come to you. I mean, obviously, they're of all ages, all different situations.
All ages, all everything you can think of. 19% of the people we help are children. I'm happy to say that we do help a lot of
19%,
children.
19%, you said?
19%.
Okay,
that's
a lot.
It is a lot. I'm real happy to say that we can reach out in that way. Right now we're doing a lot of help with special needs children with different disabilities, such as cerebral palsy. And so I'm very happy to be, and I can take referrals from, say, Children's Medical Services and Children's Services Council in that way, in United Way. But we every every group you can think of, men and women, and our foundations are that support us. They do want to know everything about, say, even
ethnicity. You have to track everything.
We track everything. What are the, you know, honestly, ethnicity, education level, they want to know who we're helping, that you're helping just some people, or are you helping everybody?
We obviously are helping a lot of people, and it's really wonderful. We've been talking about the Clinics Can Help nonprofit in Palm Beach County. If you want more information, visit www.clinicscanhelp.org or call 561-640-2995. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we'll be right back.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything. At a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Forum for Nonprofits. We've been talking to Owen O'Neill, the founder and CEO, executive director of Clinics Can Help. It's a wonderful organization that helps, 1,500 people, you said, in just last year, 12 months alone.
Well, we had about 1,230 new clients in the past 12 months, and then 300 returning clients. So over 1,500 client visits.
So we're going to talk now about how you can help as a listener. We talked about medical equipment, hospital beds, nebulizers, all these things that most of us don't even know what they are. They're very expensive. How can people help you get your hands on what your clients need?
Thank you for asking. This is the big thing. I'd love to put a call out if I could. We say, please donate your gently used medical equipment. So if everyone listening can just think about it, I bet you've seen a wheelchair or a hospital bed or a walker or a pair of crutches somewhere nearby in your house, in your mother's house, in the back of your church, in a community center. There's just always medical equipment that's in surplus that someone is not using. The amazing thing is that people really do want to donate it. I never ceases to amaze me that people want to donate.
They're happy
the equipment.
To let go of it. So talk to us about, and you mentioned it earlier, but the specifics. What do people do? Who do they call? How do they actually get the equipment to you?
Super. We have our office and warehouse in West Palm Beach. If you just call our office number at 561-640-2995. You can also reach us on our website, www.clinicscanhelp.org, and you can contact us through the website. If you have small equipment such as a wheelchair or a walker, we ask you to just bring it in, please, and we'll get you a receipt for that. It saves us a lot of money on gas and oil and everything it takes to pick up equipment. But if you have, say, a hospital bed, we're happy to come out there and pick that up, clean it up, and give it to someone who can really use it.
So what if I'm somebody that obviously doesn't have any of this equipment, but I want to help you? I can write you a check. Can I go online and donate?
Yes, you can. You can donate online. You can even make weekly, monthly, yearly donations. If you want to sign up on our email list, we'll send you newsletters, and we'll send you Christmas cards saying thank you for your donation. What we're really trying to do now is becoming as sustainable as possible. We're very grateful to be with United Way and and Quantum Foundations, other foundations that support us, but they really want us to become sustainable. So what we're trying to do is build up our donor base, and that's where we help people in our county. If they want to support us also with regular donations, it can be small, such as a $25 donation.
Do How much of a donation goes directly to the equipment? Is there any administrative costs, or what's the percentage of how much money, if somebody goes right to the charity?
That's a good question. Well, it all goes – it's all about – I've never got the exact percentage. It has to be over 90% because it definitely does not go to my salary. I can promise you that. I can show you the books.
You do this out of goodness of your heart.
No, I have a salary, but that's taken care of by United Way of Palm Beach County. And so – That's great.
So they can feel comfortable that most of the money they give to you goes directly to buying a hospital bed or a wheelchair.
Actually, virtually everything donated goes directly to operating costs. The neat thing is our operating costs are extremely low. Our operating costs last year, I believe, were only $22,000.
That's the truck, the gas to get the equipment, and
it doesn't include salaries. But I'm talking bare operating costs is extremely low, and if you can think about that, we donated over it was just less than $600,000 worth of medical equipment on $22,000 worth of operating expenses.
That's pretty incredible. A hospital bed you were saying costs like $2,000. What does a wheelchair cost?
Well, depending on what kind you get. Now, if you get one that's worth getting, about $400. Now, you can go to a store and you can buy one for about $150. It's not going to last you very long at all. I'm all for you getting one at a decent price. By all means, do. Truth is, the wheelchairs like that don't last long. You can come to us for a good one, and you can
What about those electric ones?
We donated over 66 electric wheelchairs in the past 12
months.
Those
are expensive, I would think.
They are. They go about $5,000 minimum. Now, one of our board members, Mary Kay, is a quadriplegic. Her wheelchair is about $24,000. That's what costs retail.
Wow. Okay, so you can see that there's lots of need. So get out your checkbook and go to www.clinicscanhelp.org or call 561-640-2995. See if you can help Clinics Can Help. And until next time, this is Ellen Shulman with the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kriesenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.